brushed it on by hand, a high concentration, a chlorine concentration, brushed all the walls down, and then let it sit, and then went through the other procedure that I mentioned, the filling and rinsing.
Yeah, we need the sealing too, and it was sprayed. But the high concentration, I don't know what that was, because I bought the bleach and it was 5 gallons, 3 to 5 gallons. I'm not sure I used them all on the tank.
Well, that's, I mean, I'll look into all that, but the what concentration it would result in the water when the tank is filled. Mm-hmm. But remember that when Buzz was adding chlorine to the springs, that was a very small amount. That was, you know, a few cups, and it brought our chlorine levels up quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty powerful stuff. And so if we had, instead of half a gallon, and if we had 5 gallons of the same concentration, 12.5% chlorine sprayed on the walls, you know, that's significant amount of chlorine in there. And I just want to check.
Yeah. Isn't a lot of it going to get used up?
Yes, some of it will, there will be a demand in there, but we don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, it seems like our time frame for doing this is pretty soon, and I just can't fathom not cleaning that tank, especially if we're going to use it, and knowing the when that water did get stirred up and we all got a hit of just horrible water for a little while. It tasted like, you know, 2 months old stale dusty water. It was pretty bad.
Well, I don't think we're opposed to cleaning the tanks in the system. I think we're what we're saying is we want to do it responsibly.
Right, but we need to.
Or you just did it and drained it down the stream and everything. So I don't think anyone's opposed to it.
Well, no, Tom said he wondered if we even needed to clean it.
No, but he wants to make sure that we do it the proper way. I mean, this
right,
is.
Right, right.
But Beth, can you tell me any factual basis for a technical basis for where cleaning the tank is required? Do you have any information, or are you just going on past, you know, hearsay?
Yeah, I'm going on Jim's advice when he could visually see the scum on the side of the walls, because we have raw water going through there and our climate, and the fact that there was a whole lot of sediment in the bottom of the tank, which would explain the foul tasting water that came through a very short period. But I mean, and all that sediment, you know, is going to support coliform growth anyway. So obviously you want a clean tank to start with.
Well, I really think that the board should go change their way of doing things. And instead of doing it the way things have been done and using, you know, past practices and what they think is logical, they should also consider more of a scientific approach and check the laws, check the guidance from the state, check the engineer, and so we don't screw up.
Right, we don't, yeah, I agree. We don't want to screw up, but we also rely on people who have experience in the field of taking care of our water system.
Well, let me tell you something that I found out. The people who supposedly had the experience, I found out, were overfilling the big tank. For all the past operators have been doing this, apparently. The tank has been overfilled by a foot. And I went through some calculations just for to check out what the effect would be of adding a foot more pressure than that tank was designed for. And I found that it increased the loads on the side of the tank 20%, over 20%. And we have a cracked tank now in the corners that's breaking apart. I've been trying to figure out, you know, for the last year, what's going on with it. I measured the deflection and we know that there's a problem with that tank because of the cracking. And so this is a big piece of the puzzle. If we're overloading that tank, that was apparently done to reroute the water, so to minimize the amount that operators would have to interact with the tank and to adjust flows and such. So it, if you raise the tank, it pushes the water from spring one back into spring two. And it avoids, it's a way to manage the water flow. But what people didn't consider was the forces at work on the tank. And that could be the cause of the cracks in the tank. So that's an example of past practices that have been done for a long time. And that's a good reason, I think, to not follow those practices blindly and to get good reason to get additional advice from professionals.
Okay. So back to cleaning.
Can I ask a question? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Rick. Dick, we can. I can't see you, but we can hear you.
Well, that's to your advantage. I would like to know when they the sediment that's in the tank itself, how is that removed? Is that pumped out?
I believe so.
It doesn't go into the main line, right?
Well, we don't want it in the main line. It won't go now unless it gets stirred up, which is what happened, but.
Okay, and I was just wondering about the cleaning part that you were talking is, and those heavier concentrations of chlorine, are those gathered up and pumped out or they aren't, I don't know the piping configuration, so I'm flying blind here, but do they normally as a part of the cleaning process literally vacuum or pump out anything that comes off the walls?
No, they
well,
don't.
Yeah, that's the first they stage, don't. And then the chlorine comes in as a cleansing after the cleaning.
There is no pumping that goes out of the tank. They don't suck out anything out of the tank. Anything that's dislodged, either Jim would have to basically sweep it up and remove it, or else it would have to get flushed out when he fills the tank and then drains it. And then the water with the sediment, the dislodged sediment and the chlorine would go out the discharge pipe, the bottom drain on to the ground surface and into the stream.
Oh, okay. So there is a separate discharge.
Yeah, there's a bottom drain on the tank.
Okay. That was my question.
Okay, so where do we go from here? Some of us think we need a clean tank. Tom wants to investigate the cleaning and the chlorination effects. Do you want to check into that? Dana, do you have an opinion on this?
Well, you said Jim couldn't do the small tank for a couple of weeks. That should give us time for Tim to come and inspect it. We're going to have to drain it anyway for Tim to look in it and make his engineering plans accordingly. I mean, he commented tonight that he needs to look in there and see what the stuff in the tank. So that would be to our advantage to have him come up to at least do the small tank.
And we could discuss the cleaning process with him.
Yeah, I honestly think, guys, you know, Jim would not harm our community by dumping chlorine water in on the ground.
He told me today that he does that, but he didn't feel that it was harmful to the environment.
And there are guidelines.
And I would never call what Jim says a con. I know he's an honorable person, and I make no accusation like that. So I don't appreciate you using that word and kind of, you know, implying that I'm saying he's a con, because that is not true.
And you putting words in my mouth. Like,
you're
like,
the one who
like
said
Buzz,
con.
Like, no, that's not what I said. I just
well,
don't.
Then I take it back. But
if I
just
said something,
say,
I apologize. I didn't.
Okay, well, then fine. I take back what I said, and I'm sorry. But I don't think Jim's a con. So there.
Okay,
I just want to comment that there was, when we went back when we had the issue and Buzz was chlorinating, then the DEQ got involved, they sent out to the board, you know, what is permissible in parts per whatever in a chlorine that is allowed to be, you know, distributed into the environment. So we have that. I have this somewhere. I don't have it right at hand right now, but you know, there are rules and regulations that we need to follow, and not just by guess and by golly, clean the tank and drain it out and let it run out onto the groundwater. And that's what Tom's talking about. We need to start following the rules and regulations that are set forth by OHA.
And by DEQ.
I agree.
The past practices.
I agree.
Okay.
But do we want to make a motion to have Jim preliminary, have him, because I'm sure he has a busy schedule, and if we don't lock down time, he's going to be, by the time we get this information, it's going to be another 2 weeks out.
Right. Do we need a motion to have him come up? I guess we all have to agree to have him come up and clean the small tank then, right? Is that how this all works?
I don't know.
If we want to commit to paying him to clean the tanks, we do need a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to have him come up and clean the small tank, because we definitely need it cleaned and drained. And for your information, Beth, if you want to come up, I'll show you the two tanks. You can see the bottom of the large tank. You can see the liner and the blue bottom. There's no sediment in the large tank, because both springs feed into the small tank first. That's where the sediment is. And you
so
can
it
look
catches all of it. Yeah.
The sediment in the small tank.
But Dana, I would like to take you up on that offer. I'd like to see that.
Okay, great. Just let me know. I'm pretty much available most of the time. I'm hoping to be able to surf in the mornings, but I'll even pass that up to take you up there and show you.
Okay. I'll give you a call.
Great. Thanks, Dick.
Yeah, Dick needs a tour of the tank farm anyway as a new commissioner.
So I made a motion for Jim to come up and clean the small tank.
For $900?
Yep.
And he said he would do the springs together with it. It's a package deal. So if we tell him to do the small tank, he's gonna think that you want him to do the springs also.
You don't want him to clean the springs?
I didn't say that.
Oh,
Not until
we actually get the regulation, rules and regulations of doing that. I would rather him not myself either. I mean, until.
Do which?
Not clean the springs.
Beth, I was just clarifying that when Jim says he's going to clean the small tank, he means clean all the springs and the small tank.
We could have him just clean the small tank if you don't want the springs sanitized.
I was just making a point that when Jim talked to me, he says that he does them all together. And so
because
we're talking about the cleaning the small tank, to him, it means clean the springs too.
Well, we could specify it either way, if that's what you're saying. I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Well, I was just clarifying because Dana said talked about cleaning the small tank, and right. I wanted to clarify that Jim lumps the springs in with the cleaning of the small tank, so that people could make an informed decision on what's going to happen, whether to segregate out part of that task or do the whole thing.
Okay. So Dana, you made a motion to have Jim come up and clean the small tank for $900, and we could have him wait a couple weeks. You know, we're meeting on the 11th for our regular meeting, so maybe you'd have that information by then and we can connect with him. Dana, are you specifying that this would be without cleaning the springs?
At this time, until we get more information on, you know, putting chlorine in our springs.
Well, you know,
I don't know of anywhere where you're allowed to chlorinate any water or any springs or anything where it's permissible to dump chlorine into springs. You know, I mean, I had...
How do they sanitize them then? Is there another substance they can use to sanitize it?
Well, no, they would just to avoid discharging the chlorinated water if it was in excess of the legal limit, which is, I think, 0.15 milligrams per liter, but I don't quote me on that. You would have to dechlorinate somehow. That's one way. I don't know if extra time would take care of it, but yeah, I don't have an answer. But there are ways.
I think that's the other day when I was talking to Craig, he said that, you know, that spray the inside of the spring box, and then leave it set for several days before putting a spring online. That was what he was talking about. So.
You still have to check it for residual, though. You still have to check it for the concentration of chlorine to be on the safe side.
Okay, so that could be done, I guess. So let's get back to your motion. Without cleaning the springs.
Just yet, until we get information.
Right. So I think the reason Jim added that was because he says you might as well, because you've got the whole system shut off, and that's the time when you need to clean the spring. I mean, you got to shut off the flow going in, so you're just running off the big tank for a couple days till everything gets cleared out. But that's fine. We can do that. We can tell him without cleaning the springs, unless we change our minds. I mean, that'll just make his time shorter. I would need a second on this motion.
I second.
Okay. And should we, okay. Any other discussion?
I just want to ask, did he say that he would also do the big tank at some time?
We didn't talk about the big tank.
He did that more recently, and I was there. I helped him.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't that last spring, kind of?
It was about a year ago.
Yeah.
And when was Jim last our superintendent? When was his last year?
June 30th was his.
June 30th of last year?
Yeah. Was his last day. Worked through June of last year.
So I'm just a little curious that, you know, we had all those big positive hits in 2019 and 20, and we haven't had any positive hits since October. For 6 months, we haven't had a positive reading since October.
Uh-huh. Because we did some sanitizing.
We haven't chlorinated our springs. I just wanted to point that out, but.
We did. We were dumping chlorine in the springs. We did them all after last summer. After those first hits, we got hits, May, June, Did we get one in July or was it August? Then we got another one. Yeah, they were treating the springs.
So we were just dumping chlorine in the springs. Okay.
Well, however they do it. And I wasn't along to witness it.
Well, that's why we need to get rid of the old practices and look to do the things the proper regulation way.
I mean, well, I cleaned up our water for a while till we got the October hit.
Okay.
So we got a motion on the floor to have Jim come up and clean the small tank for $900 and to not including cleaning the springs unless we get some further information on how to do it differently. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's vote. Taylor.
Yes.
Mr. Cutler.
Yes.
Okay, Kammer.
No.
Paul.
Yes.
Okay, I'll vote yes. That's 4 yes, 1 no. Motion passes. Anything else we want to dig into tonight?
I have a question.
Yes, Dick.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. Why do they call it a tank farm?
I don't know.
We have more than one tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they've always called it. I just go along with the crowd sometimes, you know? Okay, we're in the hour and a half. We had the possibility of talking about the scope of the big infrastructure project, the whole meal deal, as I sometimes call it, if time allows. I am pretty fine with having an hour and a half meeting myself. Does anybody else have an opinion on it?
I think we should take it up in the next board meeting.
Or maybe another work session.
Yes.
I personally think that we, until we get an engineer to look at both of them and give us the pros and cons, we really don't have much to say, because I personally have nothing to add because I don't know which is the right way to go.
Yeah.
So I would like that information before we, and I sent an email to this. I would like more information before we even start talking about it, because it's just a waste of time. You know, we just keep going around.
And as one who hasn't been to the tank farm and looked at the tanks, I'd sure like to do that before I participate in any further in discussion.
If I could just plant a seed in people's mind, I reviewed what ideas have been tossed around, and we have the original feasibility study had a plan for and costs, and then we have the Cascade Waterworks plan that had costs and a list of items, and then we had a modified, a reduced scope Cascade Waterworks plan after he was requested to do that. So those are documents that you can look at and see what the different scenarios have been proposed over the last few years.
All right, thank you. I've reviewed some of those, but I'm sure not everything.
Okay, good. Anything else, or would someone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Would you, Dana? Is there a second on that?
Second.
Is there anybody opposed?
Bonnie is raising her hand.
Bonnie? Nope. Oh, she did. I think that's from before.
Okay.
If there is no one opposed, then I think we should adjourn.
Okay. Okay.
That is 7:34.
Okay, I'm stopping recording.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.